It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to a wonderific Wednesday. It's the second already. Yeah. Did you get your Christmas gifts down or Christmas decorations down yet? You will soon, won't you? Hey, this is Speak Out 2.0 live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm your host, Larry Tuneforce, here for the next hour. It's the Paul Lavoie warm-up show. And a couple things to tell you about. You can help out veterans in Kingman with a fundraiser for the Jerry Ambrose Veterans Council on November the 9th. A portion of your meals at Culver's in Kingman will go to the Jerry Ambrose Veterans Council. How cool is that? So go have your mixer, you know, and donate to the Jerry Ambrose Veterans Council. This Friday, it's Day of the Dead in Kingman. Yes, downtown. Kicks off at 5:30. Any questions, call the chamber, 753-6253. And then this weekend, Friday night and Saturday, is the Big Matadors Golf Tournament. If you want to get involved, you better call Gary Reynolds right now at 928-716-8182, because it sells out, because they do a Calcutta on Friday night. And then they sold tickets for $20,000 to give away. I bought one. It would be nice if we get a call that I won 20 grand. Yeah. So if you need a ticket for the 20 grand, call Matt, 928-758-5499. And be prepared to play golf. 8 a.m. shotgun, three-man scramble. All right. Speak Out Each and Every Day is brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center. Are you interested in getting into the world of healthcare? Well, Legacy will hire you and train you and get you the necessary certificate to become a certified nursing assistant. It's kind of the first step into nursing. All while you're being paid, and you get that certificate through MCC. Yes, it's their partnership. Legacy services include post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who might need those services, call 928-763-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. Barron Services, experts in fire and security alarm systems, home or commercial. Experts in swimming pools, home or commercial. Experts in pest solution, home or commercial. And Barron uses products that are safe for your children and your pets. That's the best part. Alarm systems, pools, and pest solutions. Call Barron Services, 928-758-5499. One of my customers told me the other day they called Barron's for a pool, and they said, we'll have it done in 2 years. They are busy. Pools are, you know, ready to go. Mojave Mortgage, are you looking for some money? Vacation home? Maybe that pool. Maybe an add-on. Maybe just to remodel your house. Well, call the founder and CEO, Chad Hansen, at Mojave Mortgage. He's got lots of money to loan out. 928-288-2691. You go in, you sit down at his big desk, and you start filling out. You want a vacation home in the Wallapies, $170,000. Okay. And so you're writing out this loan for $170,000, and you look up and realize he's gone. He's not at his desk. There's no windows, there's no doors. Is he under the desk? Well, kind of. His chair is a dumbwaiter. It goes down into the vault. But the vault is the size of the Pentagon, underground. And he gets your money off of a shelf. He puts that $170,000 on a silver platter and brings it up and hands it to you. That's how simple it is at Mojave Mortgage. Almost. Call Chad, 928-288-2691. Get some of Chad's money. All right, now into the studio. And change the tune. Welcome to Angela Guyette. And Angela is with the River Valley Artists Guild. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thanks for having me, Larry.
Well, we're glad to have you and the baby.
Yay.
We have Savannah in here who's 3 months old.
3 months.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone's screaming during the program, it's not it's not me and it's not Angela. Okay. So you only lived in town a year or so now?
A little over a year, yep.
Yeah. And somehow you got to town and got involved with the River Valley Artists Guild.
Yes, I'm actually on their board. I'm currently their secretary. And the River Valley Artists Guild is a local nonprofit.
Right.
They're a 501c3, and they were formed more than 50 years ago.
Wow.
I actually found them last year at this time because of their art show. So starting tomorrow, open to the public, is the 21st annual Black Mountain Art Show.
Wow.
And it's a juried exhibition. It's juried, so that means judges and prizes.
Oh, okay.
Ribbons, cash awards for Best in Show and People's Choice Award.
All right.
And it's going to be open to the public Thursday the 3rd from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Friday the 4th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. with a reception to follow. So the reception will be from 5 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. on Friday, and that's where we'll do the award ceremony.
Okay.
And then it's also open on Saturday, November 5th, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Fabulous.
And we have over 200 submissions of all different types of art, everything from acrylic or oil painting, pastel painting, watercolors, ceramics, other traditional firings, anything from jewelry to beadwork to metalwork or wire wrapping. There is digital fine art, photography, construction or assemblage, drawing, fiber art or textiles, glasswork, mixed media collage, sculpture, and then there's even a senior novice category. So lots of different art to present and show.
Good. So now, all these people, you have all these categories because people in our community, their art fits in one of those categories, right?
Correct, yeah. So part of the primary objective of the River Valley Artists Guild is to raise funds for awards, grants, scholarships, and art supplies for both the students and the teachers in the tri-state area. And we've given over thousands of dollars to the local arts programs. This includes music and theater and provided scholarships for students as well.
I was going to say, because when you say arts, that's such a broad word. People don't think of that. But, I mean, it takes in so many things.
It does, yeah. Know? I mean, we're definitely including them all. That, again, the music and the theater and then all these different types of artwork as well. We're proud to donate to the cause.
Okay. And now, what is your specialty in the world of art, besides a baby?
So, I am currently dabbling in different mediums. For the art show, I am submitting a piece of ceramic. So,
okay.
It's a giant stiletto I made,
which
is really cool. And then I also do different types of paintings. I've done some photography, but I'm not submitting that this season. Otherwise, my newest exploration is in resins.
Oh, okay.
So pouring different resins into molds and kind of seeing the different colorations, adding things to it, and that's like a hard plastic once it's dry.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to do that one time. I wanted to make a bar top. As a young boy, I started collecting ashtrays with names in them and stuff.
Oh, neat.
And I have like a whole case of them. And I've always thought to myself that I need to build a bar, it could be a breakfast bar or something, but encase these all in resin.
And that's the best way,
yeah.
It kind of gives it like a clear, shiny sealant, and then you can add different colors and put all your different ashtrays in there and little matchbooks if you'd like.
At 68, I still may get that done someday. We'll see.
Art is for everyone at all ages.
Yeah. So, and when you say all ages, you're a young mom.
I am.
I am. And you're finding time to do all this.
I do. I love to create, and I think doing art is really important, and it's something that's kind of even soothing for me. So we, as the River Valley Artists Guild, give a free monthly art class.
Oh, okay.
Right now they're being held at the Bullhead Library.
All right.
And it's the first Thursday of every month from 10 a.m. to noon.
Okay.
And all the supplies are furnished by the Guild. So they just can be any type of beginner or very seasoned artist, and we'll do like a guided art class. So it's a different topic every month.
Is this your way trying to find, are there artists out there that you don't know about?
Oh, of course. And I mean, lots of different things can be art. We've done rock painting classes. We've done different sand painting collages. There's just so many things. Rolling pieces of book and then making a collage out of the rolled book.
Oh.
So you can really find art in lots of different places, and you don't have to have any skills to do it. That's the best part, is that you just come to participate, and everything is free for that Let's Talk Art class, and it's kind of exciting. You get to bring home your little mini canvas that day or whatever we did.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So, and that's the first Thursday of each month at the library on Hancock Road.
Correct.
From 10 to noon.
10 to 12. That's it.
And you just show up and...
Just show up.
And somebody will go, you want to paint or do you want to make?
So every month is a specific category. So sometimes we'll do like a watercolor. Sometimes we'll do like a collage. Sometimes we'll do junk journaling. It just kind of depends on what we've come up with that month.
Junk journaling.
Yeah. Kind of mixing together pictures from a magazine and stickers and different types of like paper or plastic mediums, and you put them all in a journal and you can flip through your collage.
Okay. And your Artist Guild has a phone number, 928-234-0495, if somebody wants to call and ask questions about your show or Thursday classes.
Absolutely. And we are big on Facebook, so it's just the River Valley Artist Guild on Facebook. And we will provide all the event updates there, the times, the locations. Like I said, our art show is starting tomorrow at MCC, room 600. So you'll see that on the Facebook page as well. And we invite the community to attend. It's really going to be a neat event. And
it's free to get in?
It's free.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. How many artists will display tomorrow?
We've got over 200 pieces of art.
Wow.
So some artists can submit it to, as the artist, up to as many as you'd like. But some artists just submit one, some artists submit 10. And then we've got all the different art to show.
Okay. All right, let's take a first break while you take a break with the baby. And we're going to come right back and chat some more. If you have questions, 702-298-1063.
Playing around with electricity is never recommended. Calling a professional is. Walker Service Electric has served Mojave County for 27 years. Minor home repairs, replacements, add-on, remodel, or upgrades. Walker Service Electric handles everything commercial and industrial, from the ground up and maintenance contracts, 24/7. The Walker team is all about customer service and quality work at a fair price. Call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444.
It's burgers, fries, and pie at Perkins in Bullhead City. The Breakfast Burger, Classic Hamburger, Barbecue Tangler Burger, Smokehouse Bacon Double Cheeseburger, and Classic Cheeseburger, all with fries and pie. Only at Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City. Pick your burger, cook the way you like it, with fries, and pick your perfect slice of pie. Now, add your favorite Coca-Cola. You walk out stuffed. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City.
Have you heard? TWN Communications is partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to your community. Fiber-based technology ensures you'll have access to faster internet speeds, keeping you and your business connected. Pre-register today and be the first to know when it's available in your neighborhood. To learn more and pre-register, visit mojaveelectric.com/broadband. That's mojaveelectric.com/broadband or call 888-227-2095.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center, located at 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City, assists patients with interfacility rehabilitation. Their skilled physical therapists will take the time to work with patients to get them back on their feet and headed home. This can also include occupational and speech therapy. For more information, call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center at 928-763-1404. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
Hear ye, hear ye. You talked, we listened. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. If you took advantage of the low interest rates within the past 2 years and don't want to change the terms of your first mortgage, but you still want cash to build that RV garage or casita, fear not. Mojave Mortgage now has a home equity line of credit available. For more information, visit MojaveMortgages.com or call 928-288-2691. Mojave Mortgage, NMLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 100185.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you each and every day by East West Financial Services. Do you need help with retirement planning? Well, or maybe you're already retired, but you could use some extra money. Well, call East West Financial Services. It's that simple. Jack Mafar has been doing this all over for 30 years, in Mojave County alone for 20 years. He's got offices in Kingman and offices in Bullhead City. You call him up at 928-888-9828. Make an appointment. Go in and sit down with him. It's 100% free. He's not charging you. No, he's just giving you advice. Now, if you want to invest with him, yeah, okay. But he can tell you, you know, you tell him how much money you got, what you want to do with it, what you want to see the outcome, and he'll take care of it. It's that simple. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Warm Sea, has a fully staffed 24/7 emergency room available for anyone in the tri-state area at any time of day with any medical issue. Over a dozen emergency rooms in an emergency department that is state-of-the-art. Just you they want to take care of in the emergency room. Don't just want you. Hey, call them up at 928-763-CARE, 763-2273. Arizona Comfort Solutions, summer temps, well, they're crazy right now. My front door is wide open today. Yeah. It's great, but in the middle of the day, the sun can get up there and the heat, and you need that swamp cooler or you need that AC on for a while. Are yours going to make it for another month and a half? Well, if not, or if you're worried, call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 928-758-2400. They'll come running. Everybody in Bullhead City and Needles calls them. They got three trucks on the road, and they can take care of your thermostat, your AC, your swamp cooler, your furnace, your heater, heat pumps, whatever it is you have. So call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 928-758-2400. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Ah, several ways for you to save and play. Annual passes, seasonal passes, discounts for active and retired military and first responders. See why Laughlin Ranch is the number four, ranked number four in the state of Arizona. Yeah. Go to LaughlinRanch.com and you can also sign up there for your tea times. And the public's always welcome. Go up there for lunch or dinner. All right, we got about 5 minutes left in the studio. We keep the baby quiet for five more minutes. She was a little noisy there for a while during the commercial break, but now she's getting rocked in her stroller. Okay, so let's recap. It's the River Valley Artist Guild Art Show that is starting tomorrow, and it'll run for how long?
Open to the public tomorrow through Saturday.
Okay.
And we actually want the community to come in and vote. So that's how we're going to get the People's Choice Award winner, is by everybody coming in to give their vote for the one that they feel is best in all these categories.
How long is it going to take somebody to walk through there?
Oh, gosh. I mean, you could do it in 10 minutes maybe. Oh. But if you can spend as much time with the art as you'd like. And then the art show, the ceremony on Friday is when you'll be able to see who's won.
Now, because you know everyone's carrying a cell phone, can they walk through and take pictures of the art?
I'm going to post pictures on the Facebook. So, yeah, I would say, okay. I'll walk through and I'll take some pictures of all the art that's displayed. And I don't see why not, unless the artist has asked for no photography. But okay. Normally we'll post it on our social media pages.
Okay. I ask that because, you know, so many people have people outside of Bullhead, friends and family. And they might walk through and take a picture of some kind of a painting and then say, oh, my buddy is painting. See, I'm going to send this to him, you know. And so that's why I say, can they take a picture of it?
And that's just giving inspiration off somebody else's work. It's not like they're going to be able to copy it.
Right.
You're just inspired by what you saw. So.
Exactly. So I just want to make sure that's okay. They probably have a sign up saying photography allowed or not allowed. Or
yeah, and like yeah. I said, I'll be walking around and posting it to our Facebook page. So they'll be able to see, even if they can't make it to the show, all the different types of art available.
Okay.
And that way everybody can see all the art.
All right. Savannah wants on the radio.
She does. It's her 3 months.
her 3 months on the radio. Okay. We'll hold her up to the microphone. Isn't she cute?
Yeah.
Okay. And then there is a phone number for the River Valley Artists Guild. It's 928-234-0495. And you can get a hold of them. They can always get a hold of you at work.
Of course, I'm over at Quality Marble and Granite. We have a big billboard. My face is up on it. We also have the art show displayed on there. You'll get to see. And again, I'm Angela, so come in and stop by, say hi, and I'll give you any info you need about the guild or about Quality Marble and Granite's offering.
Yeah, she can give you a nice granite countertop and then a brochure to put on top of it.
Which is like living artwork. Yeah. Beautiful, stunning slabs of stone. It's the artwork itself.
It is, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And you really like that stuff. Because I was in there one day, over probably a year ago now, talking with you, and you were like, look, you can see through that one. And
it's just beautiful. I was into rocks and crystals before I had this position, and now I get to just offer them on a grand scale.
Yeah.
There's so many different colors and patterns or veining or sediments, and it's really stunning. It's Mother Nature's work of art.
Yeah. I can see why you're a good salesperson.
Thanks, Larry.
All right. Anything else you want to add?
No, just everybody come out and join us for this art show. We are really excited. Again, it's the 21st annual, and it'll be open to the public tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Friday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. with the reception being 5 to 7:30, and then Saturday from 9 a.m. to 4.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in, Angela.
Thank you.
Maybe we'll stop by.
Awesome. Come on by.
All right. Thanks. Stick around. We have Julie Hassett coming in from Colorado River Community Concerts up next.
Have you, your friends, and coworkers tried ProFit Kitchen in the Riverview Mall? Beats any drive-thru. Check out the selection of 9 healthy wraps, a Smokehouse Philly, the Keto Cheeseburger, Smokehouse Turkey Burger, Portobello Chicken Sandwich, Impossible Vegan Burger, a Cajun Bowl, Blue Burger Bowl, Steak Fajita Bowl, and more. A complete healthy menu, plus protein shakes, nitro coffee, and meal prep solutions. You'll love ProFit Kitchen, and so will your friends.
It's that time of year. Open the doors, turn on the swamp cooler, the extreme heat is gone. But wait, what kind of shape is your swamper in? Then, in a month or so, how is your home or business heating system? Jeff Wilson of Arizona Comfort Solutions wants your home or business comfortable. His team is keeping you cool right now. Then, ready to kick on the heat at the right time for your home or office. Ask about tax credits on new systems. Call the professionals. Arizona Comfort Solutions, 928-758-2400.
Hi, my name is Jack Mathier, and I'm the founder of East West Financial. Great Service won as many awards in the local newspaper without soliciting our clients. One of our services, estate planning, is the best in the area as we work with many attorneys. We're also known for our annuities offering excellent returns with no caps, guarantee of principal. Because of our annuities, we won Forbes magazine Top 10 Financial Planner 3 times. Call me, 928-888-9828. and find out why you should be working with East West Financial.
Barron Services, family owned and operated on the Colorado River since 1991. A family business with high standards. Barron Services supports our Boys and Girls Club, Rotary Club, and many other civic organizations. Barron Services believes in quality, experience, and family. Barron Services are experts in security alarm systems, home or commercial. Experts in landscape installation, home or commercial. Experts in pest solutions, home and commercial. Barron Services, Bullhead City, Laughlin, and Needles. 758-5499.
You can hear KNTR talk numerous ways. On the radio at 106.7 via translator K294CQ for Lake Havasu City and Parker. 106.3 for Bullhead City, Laughlin and Needles. On translator K292EU. And 106.3 via translator K29GC in Kingman and Golden Valley. You can also hear KNTR talk on KJJJ HD2. Go to KNTRTalk.com for audio streaming on your portable device with the TuneIn app. KNTR Talk is the voice of the free.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone.
And you can see clearly at the River Valley Artist Guild starting tomorrow. Yeah, at MCC. Today's the day of artists in the studio, I'll tell you. Let's tell you who we're brought to you by, like Walker Service Electric. The Walker Electrician teams are all over Mojave County, Kingman, Lake Havasu City, Bullhead City, and all the areas in between. They service homes, apartments, condos, mobiles, any business size, new construction to from large to small, Fire Station 2 to Jimmy John's, yeah, in Bullhead City. They probably have big projects going on outside that I don't know about. If you need an electrician, think about Walker Service Electric. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call 928-718-9444. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery, where it's burger, fries, and pie time. 5 different burgers for you to choose from. Add cheese, add bacon. Fries are included. Then you get to pick your favorite piece of pie. That's the best part. If you like burgers, head to Perkins now. And plus over 100 choices of Coca-Cola products. Who knew that? How perfect for the end of summer. And don't forget, on Friday, it's all the fish you can eat. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling, service in Mojave County since 1988 with recycle yards in Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu City. They buy aluminum, steel, brass, copper, car parts, cars, yeah, plus curbside trash pickup, roll-off bins, and dumpsters, debris removal bins, construction site bins, and business curbside trash pickup. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling. Go to bulldogdisposal.com or call 928-753-6786. Mojave Electric Cooperative saying thank you to the cooperative members for supporting the reliable energy in rural Arizona. The MEC application was approved by the Arizona Corporation Commission on October the 12th. Questions about reliable energy, call 928-763-1100. We're going to have Julian here, I think, next month, maybe this month. This month on the 17th, talking about renewable energy. Yeah. Hi, Julie Hassett. How are you? She's over there just ignoring me.
I would never ignore you. I couldn't. You're so present.
Well, you were, everywhere. And you jumped chairs.
I know. I just
put the microphone in front of your mouth. There you go.
Got it. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Yeah. And you brought your show and tell.
Yeah, about our upcoming concert season. We're ready to roll again. Here we are.
Starts next week.
Starts Wednesday, November 9th.
Wow. And it kicks off with the Side Street Stutters.
Not Stutters. Strutters.
Strutters.
You're stuttering.
I'm that's not a first in this
They're
studio.
They're going to strut into town and do an awesome show for our students in the morning and for the public in the evening at 7 p.m. at Mojave High School Auditorium.
What students will be there in the morning this time?
Oh, lots of them. Fourth and fifth graders. They will be coming from Desert Valley, Sunrise Elementary, Diamondback Elementary, Desert Star Academy, Vista Colorado.
Vista Colorado is in Needles, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, we include them. in our tri-state area.
And that's amazing because some people don't think about that. But for this, you bring them from everywhere.
Yeah. And the reason we're having the younger kids come, which is fourth and fifth graders,
right.
is because Side Street Strutters play at Disneyland. They have been one of the main street bands at Disneyland for many years, I think. 25, 30, whatever. Anyway, they play for Disney movie premieres.
Oh.
And so they know all that good Disney music. In addition to their jazz heritage music, I mean, they're going to be doing Louis Armstrong tribute with Hello, Dolly! And What a Wonderful World. They'll be playing The Girl from Ipanema, My Favorite Things, I Got Rhythm, Fly Me to the Moon, but they know the music from the movies because
right.
they play at the premieres, and it's a seven-piece band, and I think kids will just be wowed by coming in and seeing the stage filled with a saxophone, a clarinet, piano, drums, bass, trombone, and trumpet, and then Melanie Collins is an amazing vocalist who will be singing some of the songs.
Wow.
And since they play for Disney movies.
You should
movie
have seen Julie as she was reading off the instruments. It's like she's getting excited.
I am excited.
Yeah.
And I know how excited the kids get when they walk in. I mean, they come from the outside in the bright sunlight, and they walk into a dark theater.
Right.
And they see all this, you know, under a spotlight. They'll see the piano, and then they'll see all the other instruments, and it's so cool because some of these kids have never seen stuff like this.
Right.
And it's inspiring. It's inspiring to me to see kids get so excited. And I'm really happy just to share it with them because.
And it gives them an opportunity to see a live concert right
yeah.
in front of them.
Yeah.
That, you know, maybe their parents haven't taken them to or they just haven't been interested in.
And I think at this age. Well, for instance, so Side Street Strutters, now I'm stuttering, will do their jazz heritage music. But since they know the songs from the movies, from playing the premieres, and Melanie Collins knows them from singing, they're going to do a few songs from Disney movies that kids will be familiar with. So they'll have a little fun aspect. They'll get the educational part of it. And I think it'll be a great thing to inspire them. I like to say that we're creating the audience of the future. Because many of us aren't going to be around in those theater seats 20 years from now. And if we don't inspire kids to put down their iPads, their iPhones, their iPods, mm-hmm. all this, not that I'm against that stuff, but live music is so different.
Right.
And a lot of kids will be inspired. They'll be excited. And I'm not saying that they're going to all become musicians.
Right.
But it's pretty awesome for kids to see that, and it's awesome for me to watch them experiencing that. And some kids will move on to pick up an instrument, but some will also just enjoy being in the audience.
Yeah, Mr. Gish was a student in one of your
yes,
groups.
James Gish was a Mojave High School graduate, 2014, and he always said, I just want to be on Broadway. And he made his goal.
And you were there.
Yeah. I mean, we helped him along, to find a vocal coach and get a producer, and we happened to be in Nashville for our showcases, so we did go in to see him in the studio recording his first CD, and we just helped him along, and we attended a lot of performances in Phoenix that he was in, and he achieved his goal. He debuted on Broadway
wow.
as a male romantic lead in Wicked on May 23rd at the Gershwin Theater.
From Bullhead City.
Yeah.
From
so
Mojave
High. He made his goal in 8 years, even when Broadway was shut down for 2 years. And
that's right.
He had been auditioning and was hoping to get on sooner, but then Broadway shut down. And, you know, part of the problem with Broadway is those theaters are so small. A lot of them are historic, and they don't
right.
have room to spread out and still generate the revenue. So they had to wait till it was safe to do
right.
things.
Wow.
So we're so proud of him.
Okay,
we're proud of any. I mean, we have other kids from our community that have gone on to do great things, and we hope we will inspire more.
Denise Schwartzman was proud of somebody who went on to do announcing, I think, from the Boys and Girls Club, and I'll have to call Stacy and ask her. But,
We'll talk about Leo. We can make that a point to talk about other kids
yeah.
from our community that have gone on to do great
yeah.
things.
Well, if we're going to do that, we've got to start with Donna McReynolds.
Okay.
Because her daughter is a pediatric emergency room doctor.
Oh, wow, that's fantastic.
In Texas. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And that's, I mean, that's probably about as high as you can go, as, you know, all 8 years of college or whatever.
Wow.
And Dr. Benesi and Judy Benesi, their son's a doctor in San Diego.
Yeah.
So we got, you know,
Alan,
yeah, a lot have come here and left Mojave County and done very well.
And some kids have come back, which is too.
Yeah. Justin Plummer, our
assistant
fire chief.
Okay, so you should just have a show about that and inspire other parents and kids, you know.
On a Saturday so they can all listen.
Yeah.
So what are your other shows you have coming up?
Well, in January 19th, we have Chester Gregory. He's also known as Chess in the acting world because he has been in movies and things.
Oh.
But he is an amazing singer and dancer. Oh, my gosh. I can hardly wait to see him dancing live. I've seen the video. It's a great rhythm and blues tribute, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay. When you say to these artists, we want you to come to Bullhead City, and they go, where in the hell is Bullhead City? But then the next thing you say to them is, oh, by the way, you have to play for kids earlier in the day. How does that go over?
They say, what time? And I always tell them 10 a.m. It just doesn't work later for the schools with lunch and busing.
Right.
And so sometimes it's a struggle, and I have to kind of, you know, make some concessions and do some nice things for some of these people.
But are they jazzed about getting the opportunity to play for young kids?
Do you know, we only hire people that will do performances for kids.
Oh, okay.
We, many, many years ago, okay, when I started 21 years ago with Colorado River Concerts, they weren't doing anything for the kids. And I said, why not? And I was daring enough to say, let me... or crazy enough, I don't know. Well, can I just try it? You know, can I? My kids are in school. Can I try it? So I tried it, and it was so much fun.
Yeah.
I was so amazed at how these kids responded to live music, and I just never quit. But so what we did at that point, I said, well, we have so many artists to choose from. Let's only hire artists that do... that are educators or are used to doing, working with kids. Because
you get some that don't want to.
Oh, yeah. We've had people that say, oh, no, we don't do that. And you know what? Then stay home. Stay away from Bullhead. Because if you don't, not that they don't care, but they're not good at it.
Right.
They might just not be good at that, have that stage presence to deal with you.
Okay.
Like, for instance, our Inside Street Strutters, the saxophone player and the clarinetist, are graduates, they're brothers, they're graduates from Arizona State University.
Oh, wow.
And they are also educators, and they're fantastic with the kids. The saxophone player has been in our community to do a show also called Saxophobia that he did for several schools several years ago. Side Street Strutters have been here in the past. I think the last time they played for us was 2013, so... we're excited to have them back. But they both do, they're educators, and they know how to do a show with kids.
Good.
And they know how to keep them captive. And that's why, I mean, we just want to do things where the kids are involved. Because like I said, we really feel like we're, you know, creating the audience of the future. Because I'm not going to be here sitting in the auditorium.
Well, it may not just be the audience of the future.
Or
it may
performers.
Be some performers.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Definitely. So who's next then after January?
Well, after that we're having Mercury, which is the Music of Queens frontman, Freddie Mercury. And it's a fantastic show. I've seen this show live in entirety. Normally when we choose music, we are choosing from a showcase of 15 minutes when we go to Nashville every year. Haven't done it for 3 years because of pandemic. So we've chosen music from videos or from performers we already know. In 2019, in December, I saw the show Mercury in Tucson. And one of my board members went with me. And we said, this is brilliant. Let's have this show in our town. It's a little edgy, a little different. It appeals to a little bit younger audience.
Right.
But it is fantastic. And it is, so this is the first opportunity we had to book it. I mean, the pandemic shut down.
Right.
There was no more for 22, 23 months, and this was our first opportunity to have Terry Barber come into town. Terry Barber is an international countertenor. He has always loved the music of Freddie Mercury, and he has wanted to do this show for many years. He launched it in 2018, and he has toured the world. He's played with symphonies all over the world, theaters all over the world. He sings in 12 different languages.
Holy cow!
Yeah. He's been with us before. He did a show many years ago called Classical.
Was it mic up?
Oh, there we go. Excuse me. He did a show for us many years ago called Classical for Everyone. He appeared on stage in his, you know, tuxedo and looking very classical. And his show was meant to educate people about classical music, to make it more approachable, to educate people about the roots of our music, you know, in classical music. And he did a fantastic job. And now he's doing this show, the Freddie Mercury show, and he's out of his tuxedo and he's in his Freddie Mercury mode, which is really fun to see him like that because I've seen him in both ways.
Sure.
He's an amazing performer. He's bringing along band members, and he's bringing along Grace Field, who is a Tony Award winner, so she will also be singing with him.
And then when he does the youth show during the day, that'll...
Well, we kind of have a surprise for that, which I need to finalize, and I'll come back and tell you about that.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah, the youth show is going to be awesome, but yeah. I will tell you... I'll have to tell you more about that. I leaked it out last night at Voices of the River when I talked to their group. I trust them to keep it quiet until I finalize everything.
Because you didn't let him out at city council. I watched it.
No, I know. Yeah. I'm glad I didn't. I just got excited when I was talking to Voices of the River and watching and listening to Sean Bristol work with that amazing choir. And by the way, we are going to have a table at our November 9th concert. Voices of the River will be selling tickets for their December 9th holiday gala show.
Okay.
So if anybody wants to get tickets at
that
concert.
I have Barb Zarzycki in here this week.
Oh, good.
Later in the week. Yeah.
Yeah. So bring that up again when she's here, people can buy tickets that night. Because, you know, we want to work with all arts organizations to
make
things.
She's here tomorrow, so yeah.
To share the good news about the great things we have in our community.
Yeah.
Yeah, and River Valley Artists Guild, I heard you talking about them. I was there last night watching them set up. And so I'm going to go attend their opening. And they invited me to, bring your brochures, put up a poster. You know, we're going to have 3 days of people who appreciate the
fabulous
art. So yeah, we all need to work together because we have so many great things in our community,
right.
And we need to get the word out and share it.
All right, let's take a break.
Okay.
Then we'll go on to March, and then we can recap all the shows. And if you need more information, Colorado River Concerts.
CRconcerts.com.
There you go. Stick around. We're going to come right back. Paul Lavoie is up next with Dan D'Alessandro talking about the Havasu Pioneers.
Streaming TV is an easy way to watch your favorite shows and save money. Mojave Electric's fiber optic network and partnership with TWN Communications will let members stream uninterrupted, customizable television to their homes by providing fast, reliable internet. Use mybundle.tv to create the perfect television package for you and your family. For questions about cutting the cord and streaming TV, call 888-227-2095.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Bulldog Disposal and Recycling has been servicing Mojave County since 1988, with recycling yards in Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu City. Why toss out things that can bring you cash? Aluminum, steel, brass, copper, cars, and car parts. Plus, curbside trash pickup, roll-off bins, and dumpsters. Debris removal bins, construction site bins, business curbside pickup. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling at your service. BulldogDisposal.com or 928-753-6786.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club has a stunning 18-hole golf course wrapped around lakes, natural desert landscaping with awesome mountain views on every hole. Golf club amenities include clubhouse, pro shop, spa, and a restaurant overlooking the greens. The course is currently in tip-top shape. Enjoy Arizona's number 4 rated golf course, minutes from the Laughlin Casinos off the Bullhead Parkway. Set your tee time now. Open early summer hours, 928-754-1243 or laughlinranch.com.
Minutes still matter when it comes to medical emergencies. In some cases, fast care can be life-saving, especially for heart attacks and strokes. So don't delay or be afraid to get help if you need it. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is safe and ready to care for you with limited entry points, screening for everyone, deep cleaning, and social distancing. We're taking extra precautions to help keep you safe. Don't put off emergency care. Visit ercarewarmc.com or call 911 in an emergency.
Meet me at a Laughlin Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet and we'll spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Meet me at a Laughlin Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
Aloha! This is Debbie Pennington with River Cities United Way. We are getting closer to our annual Aloha the Luau. Get your tickets today for this November 12th fundraiser. You can purchase online at havasuluau.com or you can call us directly at River Cities United Way. Authentic Hawaiian food and fire dancers will be featured on the beaches of the Nautical Beachfront Resort. United we win. Join us at the Aloha the Luau November 12th to support housing and food insecurity. For more information and tickets, go to havasuluau.com.
She saves half of it for the next day. Yeah, you can do that too. You can also see the entire menu at ProFit Kitchen, spell it right, KITCHIN.com. And then get ready because he's going to be breaking ground in Mojave Valley, and he's got a building that he's going to be taking over in Kingman. So you too are going to have fresh food made for you with no ingredients that make it terrible, you know. Go talk to Eric. He'll tell you all about it. He comes out and talks to you when you're eating. Kitchen Bath & Beyond, remodeling kitchens and bathrooms on the Colorado River since 2005. A new custom floor, new custom cabinets, and new custom countertops. Homes, mobile homes, even commercial buildings, they all need beautiful, new, modern, functioning bathrooms and kitchens. See the showroom. Call Kitchen Bath & Beyond, 928-788-1000. The Laughlin Outlet Mall, your place for shopping and food. We got three great restaurants downstairs over in the corner. They got the ice cream shop. And then upstairs, everything from the thrift store to the Watchman, sports items to famous shoes, sunglasses to Rue 21, plus five businesses on the front of the mall. TWN Communications, yes. Three different services with one dependable connection. It's fiber. Can't get much more dependable than that. I love it at my house. Sorry about that. Enjoy fast, reliable internet, digital telephone, and TV streaming service. It can all be yours, but take the first step. Go to TWNcom.com/Mojave and sign up. They're not committing you to anything. They're just going to send you information. They're coming to your neighborhood. Yeah. You can also call 888-227-2095. Yes, Julie. I don't know the name of the company yet. She told me yesterday, but I don't know.
Oh, we were off.
Yeah.
We were talking about
yes.
Where Larry's
wife off the air, we were talking about where my wife went to work yesterday, and I said, I don't know.
But now that you were talking about ProFit Kitchen, I want to say you're making me very hungry, and I love to eat there.
Yeah?
It's amazing. You said Alana's going to have a wrap, but they will create anything you want. If you don't want a wrap, but you want those ingredients, they'll make a bowl.
Oh, yeah.
You can. It's so versatile and so healthy.
That's the best part is it's healthy.
You feel good.
Yeah. You ate it, and you go, this is...
Oh, and they have good coffee, too.
I'm not a coffee guy. Okay.
They have great stuff.
Yeah.
I love it.
They do.
And,
okay.
And you're right. It's open breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah. Okay, March.
March, when we're marching into March with a musical fusion, global sonic tapestry of Spanish flamenco, Arabic folk, Cuban rhythms, and Django jazz with the Sultans of String. And wow. Their stringed instruments of guitar, violin are amazing. They have their Juno Award nominees, which is the equivalent of a Grammy in this country. They have many, many awards. They have 8 Canadian Folk Music Award nominations. They've won Instrumental and World Group of the Year, 2014 Sirius XM Award for World Group, first place in the International Songwriting Competition out of 15,000 entries. These three guys are so much fun. I have seen them live in a showcase, which, like I said before, I saw them for 15, 20 minutes, got to talk with them, and they do a really fun show for kids, too. You can see, look at their faces.
They're and they're not kids themselves.
Oh, no. They love working with the youth. And
That's important.
So, yeah, I'm excited about it.
Good.
We have a great season starting.
So that's March, 28th?
Yeah.
All right. How much are tickets for the shows?
Tickets are $80 for all four shows. So think about it. It's only $20 a show. If you want to pick and choose, you can buy one ticket for $30. Two for $60, or just buy the whole season for $80. And if you can't make it, you can give your tickets away to someone who will say thank you for this gift of music.
And you brought two to Kiwanis yesterday and gave them away.
Yeah.
John Lambert said, I'll go.
Yeah.
So John and Doris will be there.
Yeah. Well, Kiwanis is one of our major sponsors, and we really appreciate that. And
we appreciate the fact that you entertain the youth of our community.
And I appreciate Kiwanis for helping usher in all those kids.
Yeah.
When we have hundreds of kids that need to get in and we need to start the show by 10 a.m. and get them back on their buses at 11 a.m., the Kiwanis, Bullhead City Morning Kiwanis Club, is there in their red shirts to keep those kids lined up and
happen.
In line and make it happen. Yeah.
Dave Cummins loves that. Okay, get over there. Get over there. No, not really. I'm just kidding.
Oh, he's not
but
that bossy.
No, he's not. But he does love going out there with the kids and getting them into the show and then talking to them when they come out. That's the best part.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
On the way out, the kids are just so jazzed. We had one performance where the kids were walking back to Bullhead City Middle School, and those kids were like dancing all the way. It was so much fun. Like, they were walking down the street just having a good time.
Perfect.
Inspired.
Yep. That's what you do.
And we call it edutainment.
Edutainment.
Yes, we are educating them while we are entertaining them. Maybe they don't even know they're getting educated. They're having so much fun.
And they probably don't. Let's see here. Okay. So, again, tickets are on your Facebook, on your website.
On the website, crconcerts.com. You can also go to the Bullhead Chamber of Commerce and pick up a flyer with an application. You can go to Bullhead City Senior Center, and we will have applications at the River Valley Artists Guild all weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, at the Mojave campus of Mojave Community College, 600 building. Yeah, it looks like there's some amazing artwork. I was there last night when they were setting up.
Yeah.
And they have an opening tomorrow night.
Angela was all excited about it.
Oh, wait, not opening tomorrow night. Is it opening Friday night?
No, tomorrow.
It is opening?
Yeah.
But I mean their reception, though.
That's Friday.
So do they... So
I
might have said the wrong days. Is it Thursday, Friday, Saturday that they're there?
I believe it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Well, there were some amazing paintings I saw. I got to go check all that out.
Well, good. It's good that our artist communities come together here.
Yeah, it's wonderful. I'm excited.
Yeah. So
crconcerts.com. Show up, be there November 9th, 7 p.m. Box office open at 6 p.m. And we'd love to see you.
All right. Julie, thank you so much for coming in. Great information. We should have you back here in a month or so.
You know what? When I can tell you about what we're doing.
This is KNTR Talk, AJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM and 106.3, the voice of the free.